Yeah. All right. Psychiso. Okay. This little short something, it's gonna address some of you hit and run idiot trolls that like to come over to the meditations, and this is the only part where you got something to say as far as the comments go. You'd be better off keeping them to yourself, even though you got a right to say it, but be accountable for what happens to you after you say the shit. Saying some dumbass shit like stupid retard. MGTOW is about liberty from the Zog system. Bro, I'm not trying to QAnon you. I'm not trying to, InfoWars you. Just trying to take it from the perspective of a common man out here living in this world. See what I'm saying? You want that InfoWars bullshit? Come crying to Alex Jones. I do my thing, my way. I'm a grown ass motherfucking man. Okay, motherfuckers that say that boy needs some years on him, talk to us in 10. See how you then feel about it. Look, bro. Wartime has its dualities. I'm not in full-on Armageddon mode. 'Cause I don't live near cities where there's a lot of fucking liberals in them, stupid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The decision to walk away starts with one's own base nature. That's why it's called self-directed warfare at that point. Some of you get the fucking thing all fucked up and think that, that I'm dissing on MGTOW when I give you that title. No, dude. The title just means that you going your own way is a self-directed war. 'Cause it starts with you. When there's no longer a fucking war, bro, you've truly been fucking self-actualized. The type of shit that I usually rail on about in the better episodes. And speaking of which, these are episodes. It's not that you guys haven't even watched the first one all the way up until where are we at? The 50th one, I think. So some of you idiot fucking hit and run trolls that I see in my alt tech, you need to get a fucking grip. And take your grip off my nuts while you're at it. All right? See why I say it that way. Your men handle yourself like such. To come at me from the hit and run troll route, yeah, you do got a right to say it. Some of them are pretty damn funny. And I'll just play along with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I got thick skin. But don't take my title out of fucking blatant ignorance. All you had to do was ask what the title means, and I'll be all too glad to give it to you, even if you did not if you didn't watch not one episode. Shit. Hit and run trolls, I swear, and then others that pop off at the mouth like this. And he went, and I quote, "Maybe it's in some cases like every scene is full of disinformation warfare." There's plenty of good info, though. Quit playing the dichotomy struggle of black and white and find the truth in the center of yourself. What the fuck do you think was the reasoning for my title? The war's from within first. Before you even fuck with the next simp. Before you even fuck with the next feminist. Before you even fuck with the next PUA. And you want to go to war with them? Look in the very fucking mirror and see if your shit is together. If your red pill rage ain't fucking at bay, your malaise ain't at bay, whether it's red or black pill doesn't fucking matter. Do get a clue and make peace with yourself before you end up starting all sorts of wars for no fucking stupid reason. All right? Don't let the title fuck you up, man. These dualities are going to be in everything. Good and bad. Black and white. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Even in war times, when everything is bad. But yeah, when there's even horrible, bad, and evil all around you, there's still dualities. There's still the good in people in that. Now, I don't want to get into a philosophical discussion with you on that. Just stop letting the title fucking rub you the wrong way. You see, and that's why I abbreviate it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I abbreviate it. Because when I go ahead and spell the whole thing out for you, what does MSDW stand for? Some of you hit and run trolls just be going in my comment section, reading for no fucking reason at all, without asking why the hell he came to that conclusion, and why did he come up with that title? Okay? It started off as a pretty much a thought meditation on the 33 strategies of war. And it started off with self-warfare. And a lot of which is to war game yourself to see if you're strong enough for the war without. It's fighting the war within before you fight the war without. You know what I'm saying? And some of you guys just get it twisted for me bashing my, you know what I'm saying, bashing the MGTOW community. Motherfucker, my name's good in every hood when it comes to that community. You know what I mean? So, hop off the jock. Check the episodes from 1 through 50, I guess, which is where we're at, is including the specials too, before you open your mouth with some goofy shit you're gonna regret. And you get it handed to your ass in a video like this one. So, I'm done with that. I do what the fuck I wanna do. And P.S. This is for my brothers. I told you in the show before I started the show. When I'm in the bucket, your audio, check it. Check your fucking audio. Don't be too loud on that motherfucker. Don't be too fucking quiet on the motherfucker. What? You guys don't check your damn levels and shit going up and down? I know StreamYard's phone app is a lot more shittier if you than so if you were to go on your browser, be it your laptop or desktop. It's better on your laptop or desktop than it is on your phone, and I get it. But bro, if I cannot hear you, you cannot be on the show. If you're too loud, I gotta cut that audio, and let you know. And this isn't me just coming off my rocker dissing nobody. This is yo. If you're gonna be on the show and discuss things with your boy, yeah, make sure the audio's at an even keel with your host. God damn. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause Psyche won't be having this shit in his house, man. Real shit. I don't give a fuck if you're 9 or 99. You know what I'm saying? You will get some act right when going to my show. God damn. But there's that. And so I'll just take that out of the way. Other than that, shit, I'm about to eat me some of this here turkey, man, and go right back to bed. Peace.